So I realized, of course, when we were singing or something, and I do my usual little hand gestures, that I didn't address my great big wound here. And for the record, I'm not going to, other than to say the bandage is far worse than the wound. That's all you need to know. Because anyhow, so let's get rocking and rolling, because we really want to get into our intention for over the next couple of weeks. And our intention over the next 2 weeks, Sundays and Wednesdays, is to provide you with principles, practice, and techniques for you to evolve an environment of consciousness that is void of monkey mind chatter, old patterns of thought and behavior, and most importantly, an atmosphere of consciousness free of external and perhaps falsely accepted internal expectations. An environment and consciousness which, by the way, that already exists within you, where all that is the loving, unlimited, causative, informative energy of God, Source, Yahweh, my best buddy. As it is individualizing its complete omnipotent potential as the complete omnipotent you. Now, before we evolve and explore this expansion of your true self, we want to share a couple of pieces of wisdom from the Science of Mind textbook that are going to kind of guide us over the next 2 weeks. The first is this. Dr. Holmes wrote, "Science of Mind is not a get-rich-quick scheme. Neither does it promise something for nothing. It does, however, promise that the one who will comply with its teachings, that they shall be able to bring greater possibilities and happier conditions into their experience." So our teaching, as are many spiritual teachings, unfortunately, anything that's truly rooted in a loving causative force of the universe, is often misconstrued as a genie granting multiple wishes, as if the intention of the affirmative prayer is to place an order at a drive-thru of a cosmic Burger King. You want to supersize that or not? Most people say no. To clarify, when Holmes wrote Science of Mind is not a get-rich-quick scheme, he was also saying Science of Mind is not a get-married, get-a-boy or girlfriend, or even a get-lucky scheme either. Now, for the record, in my younger days, I did a lot of several get-lucky treatments. They were very effective. They just didn't last long. Now, nor is Science of Mind a get-vibrantly-healthy-quick scheme or get-wildly-successful scheme either. Recall what Holmes wrote. Science of Mind does not promise the one who will comply with its teaching. The one who will comply with its teachings, the one who will comply with its teaching, that they shall be able to bring greater possibilities and happier conditions into their experience. That's what Science of Mind promises, if we comply with its teachings. See, within an environment of consciousness composed only of this omnipotent energy is the foundation for all greater possibilities and happier conditions to evolve as the right and perfect actualized desire. So here's the second piece of wisdom from the textbook that will guide us for the next couple of weeks. Holmes wrote, "When we think, something happens to thought. The field through which thought operates is infinite. There is no reason to doubt it, no matter how it is approached. To thought, there can be no limit. So we will say that it is the nature of being to act this way. How much of this infinite good is ours? All of it. And how much of it may we have to use? as much of it as we can embody. So here's the deal. When an individual approaches their spiritual efforts with the intention to get something, anything, to manifest within the external realm, they are operating just outside a few atoms of energy apart from an atmosphere of consciousness that is the energetic, unvarnished potential of the universe, individualizing as them. In other words, they're attempting to touch the seamless garment of truth rather than cloak themselves within it. I really deserve a shout out for that old school reference. I'm saying. At least a true dad on Facebook. That's all. I ask for so little. So, how does discussing these two pearls of wisdom assist us in evolving and maintaining this atmosphere of consciousness where we are always being, striving, expressing as the causative potential of the universe in individualized form? And we're going to answer that this way, because our bottom line is this. We'd much rather teach you to fish than feed you a fish. And if you can learn how to stay within that causative force, that infinite potential that's always within you, then you can create and manifest anything. What does Source do? It evolves. Why does it evolve? It evolves to experience itself. How does it evolve? It evolves in, as, and through all that you are. That's how it evolves. That's why it evolves. So, that's why you're here. That's why I'm here. That's why even great old Effie is here, to evolve the boundless good of the divine in ever-increasing measure, so it may experience all of its boundless good. Source does not evolve to experience some trinket of the external. It evolves to experience its omnipotent magnificence as the magnificent you. And when we enter into this atmosphere of consciousness where our sole intent is to be and embody the evolution of this infinite good of spirit, we are embodying simultaneously a causative frequency of vibration that serves as the energetic foundation, a launching pad of our every subsequent desire, dream, or goal. Operate from that knowing and confidence of that vibration, and you will be able to manifest any and all things. But it's being that vibration of pure Source first, and allowing all else to flow. Now, I know that if I ask the question, are you living out of that vibration right now, there are going to be some that say, absolutely. Absolutely I am. I am always that vibrant spiritual being creating that vibrant spiritual experience. Well, good for you. And then occasionally there might be a few that say, well, sometimes, just a little bit. I get to it, but then I seem to fall out of it, right? That feels familiar for anyone. Then the only reason it feels as if we're falling out of it is because we're viewing it as a destination to get to, as opposed to a state of consciousness to evolve from. Huge difference. The vertex of your being is not somewhere you go. It is an avenue, a vibration that you evolve from. It is that individual expression of source in that split nanosecond of time, evolving as you, a place where there is no way to discern where you begin and God ends, or God begins and you end. Think back to the Psalms of the Holy Scripture that reads, "Ye are gods, children of the Most High." It doesn't say you are helpless humans that need to barter or beg or get a handout or a leg up. The psalm affirmatively states, "Yet ye are gods, children of the Most High." We want to operate from that awareness and let go of trying to get something from presence and place the whole of our energy into the intention, the vibration of being all the good and boundless potential of spirit that you have come to this journey to be, and evolve your experience out of that atmosphere of consciousness that is this causative and formative good of source, individualizing as you. And we promise you, if you set that intention and you begin living it, you begin practicing it, we're going to promise you that that is an environment of consciousness where you will always exclaim, "Oh, that's the spot," which is the title of our lesson this morning, "Oh, that's the spot." So I have just a little quick parable for you. I think it's perfect timing for this parable because, you know, well, you'll see why in a moment. So here it is. It's about a minister, a doctor, and a politician. We're off to a great start. And they are kidnapped by a murderous psychopath. And the psychopath says, "I'm going to get each of you to hold the most venomous snake in the world for 10 minutes. If it doesn't bite you, I'll let you go. If you refuse, I'll shoot you." Well, the minister decides he'll go first, and he says a prayer, holds the snake, it bites him, and he dies. It's going to get better, I promise. The doctor examines the snake, tries to find the best position to hold it in and keep it from biting him, and so he too holds the snake, bites him, and he dies. Well, the politician is the last up, and he just shrugs and says, "Oh well," and holds the snake. And to his amazement, for 10 minutes, the snake stood still. It didn't wiggle. It didn't do nothing. It didn't bite him. He holds it for the whole 10 minutes. And the psychopath, true to his word, lets the politician go. And as the politician was leaving, he looked back and asked the snake, "Why did you kill this holy man of the cloth and someone who saves lives, but let me go?" And the snake replies, "Professional courtesy." You can apply that to the politician of your choice. The moral is this: the answer to every question is a reflection of what an individual currently and knowingly believes to be true for themselves. The answer to every question is a reflection of what an individual currently and knowingly believes to be true for themselves. So what do you believe? What do you believe? Is it an absolute knowing? Let's up-level that question. Right? What do you believe with absolute knowing? What do you feel with absolute knowing to be true for you? Is it an absolute knowing? Knowing, no doubt, no hesitation, that you are that singular expression of source, that omnipotent spiritual being creating and having a blast within an infinite ocean of pure potential, pure causative force. Now, I'm hoping everybody's going, "Yes, absolutely I am." Good. Good for you. And we'll acknowledge that, again, there are those that go, well, sometimes not all the time, but, you know, occasionally. And here's the deal. If you affirmed, yeah, buddy, to that question, guess what? You're not done. You can go deeper into that truth and embody more infinite good. Why? Because Source has no boundaries. Source has no limits. And if you think you are living your infinite power today, you're wrong. Because you always can evolve and expand more of the causative force of God that you are. Don't become complacent in your divinity. I see that happen far too often. And if the answer was, well, step into the awareness. There already exists within you that atmosphere of consciousness where your spiritual magnificence is a foregone conclusion. The environment of consciousness is where true oneness with Source is a vibration of absolute knowing. Oneness with Source is the sweet spot of your being where you always exist in perfect alignment as all that causative and formative energy of the divine. An atmosphere of oneness where you are always operating from that awareness, not a destination you're trying to travel to. So Esther Hicks said, the secret of the universe, one of my faves, the secret of the universe really is minding your own business. What we mean by that is, don't get so involved in the desires or beliefs of others that you can cause confusion or chatter in your own vibration and compromise your own alignment. And for those that know a lot of Ernest Holmes' works, such as myself and a few others, if you have never read Love and Law, as soon as the broadcast is over, go to Amazon and order one. It's a book, Love and Law. It will change your life. And in the very first chapter of Love and Law, Dr. Holmes writes, if we ever have a tendency to rewrite the Ten Commandments, the first one will be to mind your own business. Now, we could say he's talking about gossiping, and that's a whole other book series by Don Miguel Ruiz, right? That's one of the four agreements. But what Holmes and Hicks are talking about here is we want to mind our thoughts, mind our feelings, mind our imagination, mind our action and words. We want to be mindful that everything that we're projecting into the universe is centered in and a reflection of that evolving good of essence that we are. And in addition to that, oh my God, this is becoming difficult. Not once you get into the habit of minding your own consciousness. But in addition to that, begin monitoring, begin discerning. What is it that we're accepting from the external realm? In other words, allowing into our vibration. See, far too many are accepting the vibration of social media posts as opposed to evolving their own divinity. Far too many people are accepting the vibration of whatever news channel they choose to subscribe to. And far too many people are allowing their vibration to accept and acknowledge all that they say, whoever the hell they are. Forget about it. It doesn't matter. What matters is that when you get into that spot, that causative force of presence that you are, what's it saying to you? What's it saying to you? See, it's not about what we ask for or tell the universe we want. It's about listening and allowing the universe to express its good. And it is out of that intention all dreams, goals, desires have their foundation. Henry Harvey Fienstein said this. He said, never be bullied into silence. Never allow yourself to be made a victim. Accept no one's definition of your life. Define yourself. Define yourself. Define your divinity. And whether we recognize it or not, whether it's blatant bullying or whether it's really subliminal bullying, too many people are being bullied into the woulda, coulda, shouldas of life. They're allowing something external to define their spiritual magnificence. We have to learn to define it ourselves. We have to be willing to say, up here now, I'm letting it all go. I only have one intention. The only intention I came to this journey for was to live in the fullness, the joy, the love, the causative force of the divine, so that the divine may experience itself as me. Anything else, that's an option. Question is, what options are we choosing? Esther Hicks said creation, again from Esther, she said creation isn't forcing or commanding something into existence. It's more of a rolling over, a good stretch, blissing out, lying on the grass, watching the flowers blowing in the breeze or the clouds floating by. Right? That's creation. It's just enjoying, feeling the joy, the fullness of the moment, and allowing that evolution of source to float by and say, I'll take that, I'll take that. Okay, you want me to do that? I'll do that. Stepping into your power. Creation is not something that's forced. Creation is something that evolves. Wayne Dyer said a transcendent being can be any miracle. Transcendent being can be any miracle. And you, all of you, and everybody on Facebook with us right now or watching on the site, you're a transcendent being. And what we mean by that is really rather simple. You have transcended first as spiritual energy into physical form. That is a transcendent being. And when you tap back into that first causative expression of that transcendent energy that you are, then guess what? All bets are off on what you can create. There is no what some will call miracle, what some will call demonstration, actualization. Nothing is out of your realm because you are operating as that omnipotent force. But the first thing we have to do is not become or allow ourselves to be this victim of the external world. Benjamin Disraeli said, we are not creatures of circumstance, we are creators of circumstance. Remember our politician, right? His experience reflected his vibration. That sum total of thought, energy, what he accepted as a part of his experience. So what we want to do is move into an awareness that it is okay for me. It is okay for me. It is okay for you to express, accept, and evolve the causative force of God that you are without hesitation or reservation, regardless of what someone on the outside world says. Lisa Nichols said, are you willing? Remember Lisa Nichols from the Secret? She's awesome. Look her up. She's got a lot of great books out there. But she said this. She said, are you willing to be radical and unapologetic? Unapologetic about who you have been and unapologetic about who you are becoming. Are you willing to tell the world that I am not asking permission to do me anymore? I've decided to give you notice. And that's all the universe wants from you, is to do you, to do that magnificent expression of you, to do you as being that dynamic force of evolution, void of anything of what someone says or what someone expects of you. Let it all go. What does it mean right now for you to be just purely that omnipotent spiritual being creating this fantastic spiritual experience. If you don't have a definition for that, then by God, get you one. All environment of consciousness, an environment of consciousness without expectations, the wouldas, couldas, even the shouldas, needs to involve one intention, to be that I can't talk today. They're moving too fast so that you guys know. To be that individualization of source, embodying and expanding the omnipotent good of source for the sole purpose for it to expand and experience itself. That is the vibration of consciousness we want to evolve from, not try to get to. That is what I call the vertex of your being. So I do want to share, this is a true story. It doesn't sound like a true story, but it is a true story. So you can look it up, okay? And Dan and I just recently, we were talking about, there's a show right now on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, I recommend it. It's called How to Sell Drugs Online Fast. Look, don't use it as a career gap map. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is, when I watched it, I thought, oh my God, you know, the writers are hysterical. Well, guess what? It wasn't made up. It's a true story. It's a true story. And if, for the record, it ends with the 17-year-old going to jail. So let that be a lesson to you, kiddies. Anyhow, it's all vibration. And the other one, what was it, Brian, you saw this, I know you saw it, Pain and Gain. Okay, Pain and Gain, Gain and Pain, whatever. Mark Wahlberg, The Rock, who else? Anyway, bunch of gym guys decide their best way to get ahead in life is to steal from other people. So, and it turns out to be a true story. So truth is so much better than fiction. Watch that movie if you get the chance. So, but here's the story. This story comes straight from the North Carolina State Police, God love my home state, the Insurance Fraud Division. And the story is about this man in Charlotte that purchased this box of very rare, very expensive cigars. And he decided he would insure them against everything, including fire. So within a month, having smoked all of his expensive cigars and without even making his first payment of the premium on his policy, the guy filed an insurance claim against the company. And in the claim, he stated that the cigars were lost in a series of small fires. I'm loving it. So the insurance company, of course, refused to pay because, you know, that's what they do, but also citing the obvious reason that the man had consumed the cigars in the normal fashion. Well, the guy sues, and he wins. He wins. And in delivering the ruling, the judge agreed that the claim was frivolous. However, the judge also said the man held a policy from the company in which it had warranted the cigars were insurable and also guaranteed that it would insure against fire without defining what is considered to be an unacceptable fire. And therefore, the insurance company was obligated to pay the claim. Now, here's where it gets good. Rather than enduring this costly appeal process, the insurance company accepted the ruling and they paid the guy $15,000 for the cigars that he lost in the fires. Well, the insurance company let the check clear the bank, the claim check clear the bank, and then they turned around and had him arrested on 24 counts of arson. Using his own insurance claim and testimony from the previous case, using that against him. And he was convicted of intentionally burning his insured property and sentenced to 24 months in jail and a $24,000 fine. True story, hand to me. Why is this important for us? Garbage in, garbage out. Pay me now or pay me later. An external effect will always reflect as the core vibration of an intention. And if our core vibration is not, our core intention is not emitting that core essence, that core intention of simply evolving and being that cascading flow of infinite good, then we're leaving a whole hell of a lot up to chance. This is why this story is so relevant for us to evolve out of this atmosphere of consciousness, out of this vertex of being where one resides in a transparent oneness with Source, because the environment of our consciousness will always outpicture as our physical environment. And the sum total of our atmosphere of consciousness, and this is key, is a triune total. Spiritual, mental, and physical. Atmosphere of consciousness has three layers. Spiritual, mental, and physical. And we're either constantly feeding garbage in, and getting garbage out, or we're practicing discernment. Practicing just a little discernment. Saying, I don't want that to mess up my vibration today. Let me stay centered in my one truth. Let me stay centered in my awareness that my purpose is to evolve the energetic goodness of the divine. Evolve from that intention, expand from that intention. I don't want to get wrapped up in somebody else's vibration because that's going to impact the sum total of mine if I'm not practicing discernment. This is why we want to evolve and expand our true self, the vertex of our being, which is pure Source evolving as us, evolving as our first cause, thoughts, images, and words, and the actions of our physical experience. You want to create and live a journey of your most wildest dreams? Then take this suggestion. Rather than entering into the vertex with an intention of telling Source what you just gotta have, this is what it's gonna take to make me happy, introduce a different idea. Introduce just one affirmation. Most of you know it. My favorite affirmation. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for living in, as, and through me as an omnipotent spiritual being. That's it. You need nothing else. As everything else is going to flow as an evolution of that. You set that intention into the vertex of your being, and you will no longer be seeking to manifest some trinket within the physical realm, as you will always be manifesting your divinity, always evolving as that good of God, reflecting as your every vibration, thought, word, and image. I want to go old school on for you for a moment. Remember in the scriptures, the master teacher said, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lonely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Think about such things, because that is that level of thought, that accepting at that subliminal level of messaging. That is what we're accepting into our consciousness. Those things that bring us joy, those things that say, wow, I can do this. Those things that inspire us to step out of our box of conditioning and into that realm of pure causative energy. Hicks said enlightenment means literally aligning to the energy of my Source. You want to get enlightened? Then let everything else go. Align with the energy of your source. Align with the energy of the divine. Align with your one purpose. The atmosphere, this atmosphere of consciousness, is nothing other than pure source energy individualizing as you, and it is not a destination. It is an evolution. It is a rhythm of your soul. It is a rhythm of your divinity. Begin moving into that awareness. Just as the Psalms say, you're gods, children of the Most High. An atmosphere of consciousness where there are no limits to the amount of divine good you may embody. You are a magnificent spiritual being, evolving a magnificent spiritual experience. Post that on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter, and then walk away. And walk away. You know why you're going to do that? Because the people that get it are going to like it, and they're going to love it. And the ones that don't get it, they're going to put a little angry face up there. Look at them. They're saying they're better than me. And that's not what you're saying. You're saying, I'm taking control and ownership of my divinity. So at Wednesday, this Wednesday, I'm going to remind you that if you want to come to the Vertex meditation, we're going to do the opportunity exists to attend it live so we can feed off each other's energy, right? To create from that true self. You have to reserve a spot ahead of time. And it's also going to be on the live stream. It's also going to be on the live stream. And we'll arrange it once we do this broadcast so that if you want, you can download it later on. And just use it over and over and over again. Jack Kornfield said, spiritual opening is not a withdrawal to some imagined realm or safe cave. It is not a pulling away, but a touching of the experience of life with wisdom and with a heart of kindness without any separation. We want to let go of this notion that you are separate from and need to travel to your divinity. Nothing is further from the truth. You were always that magnificent spiritual expression of Source, and it is our good pleasure to evolve out of that knowing. And when we've got that, every day we're going to go, oh, that's the spot. And so ends our lesson. Namaste. It was going to be one of them days. So, with that said, let's do our tithing affirmation. Infinite mind.
Infinite mind.
In as and through me.
In as and through me.
Blesses and multiplies my tithe. It does its good and perfect work.
It does its good and perfect work.
And returns to me.
And returns to me.
Multiplied abundantly.
Multiplied abundantly.
And let's do it one more time so I can hear the folks at home saying it. And we all put a little bit of, yeah, that's the ticket, into it. Infinite mind.
Infinite mind.
In as and through me.
In as and through me.
Blesses and multiplies my tithe.
Blesses and multiplies my tithe.
It does its good and perfect work.
It does its good and perfect work.
And returns to me.
And returns to me.
Multiplied abundantly.
Multiplied abundantly.
I'll remind the folks at home, you're going to see the scroll that lets you know where you can tithe for today's service. And with that, the fabulous Gwen Hughes. Do you have the words here?
Do I need them? I do not need the words because actually they're in front of me. So that always helps. Sometimes I forget where I come from. Sometimes I forget where I'm going to. Sometimes I get so confused I lose goes my way. Sometimes I don't know what to say. Then I remember there is nowhere that God is not. No, no, no. There is nowhere that God is not. There is nowhere that God is not. Everywhere I am, I know what I've got. I forget to pray, forget to be still and know. Forget to forgive myself until I forgive myself. Forget to ask for help, I forget to say a word. Forget to believe in me, believe in my spirit's word. Then I remember there is nowhere.